The House Agriculture Committee held the last of its Focus on the Farm Economy hearing series on Tuesday, taking a look at how things are going in the livestock sector. While much of the hearing involved policy positions for the groups in attendance, some ag economists were also on hand to talk numbers. Dr. Scott Brown with the University of Missouri says recent economic trends have shown all sides of the protein sector.
The previous decade has resulted in the best and worst of times for the livestock sector. 2006 livestock cash receipts totaled $118 billion and nearly doubled to over $212 billion in 2014. Feed costs skyrocketed over the last decade as weather and other factors drove tight feed supplies. Purchase feed expenses doubled from $31 billion in 2006 to $64 billion in 2014. USDA currently estimates both will move lower this year.
Brown says some of the changes have been brought about by changes at the consumer level.
Feed cost, weather, and disease issues placed meat availability at a 23-year low in 2014. Meat consumption peaked at 220 pounds in 2007 and fell below 200 pounds in 2014. 2016 per capita meat consumption will show that one half of the 20-pound decline has been recovered, which has led to lower livestock prices. The extremes of 2009 and 2014 have shown the highs to be breathtakingly high, while the lows have been desperately low, making risk management important.
And Brown says the impact can be felt across many sectors.
Beef production expansion will likely lead to even lower cattle prices. 2014 hog returns hit record levels as feed costs eased and disease dramatically cut pigs per litter. As the sector recovered, production has grown, and hog prices have declined by more than 30%. All milk prices hit a record of $25.70 a hundred in 2014, but recently fell to $15.30 with the March information, a level we haven't seen since 2010. Current price information shows further declines will occur.
Brown says in some cases demand will need to grow for returns to improve due to the fixed costs in many operations. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.